The clearest thing about Ryan Flournoy's cut day is who is gone. Dallas released veteran receivers Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Tyler Johnson, and Denzel Mims among Sunday's 39 moves, per Nick Eatman at DallasCowboys.com. Waived Jordan Hudson, the finale standout who later signed to the practice squad, per Jerry Trotta at the Landry Hat, and cut Anthony Smith, one of the young receivers who started the Arizona game a week earlier, while Flournoy did not, per Josh Sanchez at Dallas Cowboys on SI. Flournoy appears on none of those lists. No source we accessed names the kept receivers either. The closest is Trotta, writing that undrafted rookie Camden Brown convinced Dallas to keep a sixth receiver. The arithmetic from there is easy. The reporting stops short of doing it, and so will we. Brown is the thread we flagged a week ago, and it landed the way we framed it. After two loud preseason games, we wrote that if the conversation started handing Brown more than a roster spot, it would be running ahead of the evidence. He got the roster spot, 6 catches, 166 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the preseason, and Trotta's own read is that it will take an injury for Brown to see the field, with the keep framed around next spring. George Pickens is playing on the franchise tag, so the room could look a lot different then, rather than as a challenge to anyone's role now. Friday's finale, a 27-24 loss to New Orleans, tells us nothing about Flournoy either way. The receiving names in the team's recap are Hudson and tight end Mitch Van Voren, per Kurt Daniels at the team's website, and no account places or excludes him. So last week's watchline gets half an answer. The receiver count came out of the weekend at 6 by Trotta's framing, and Flournoy's finale is simply unreported. Since June, the case has been that the third receiver job is real and the ceiling is capped by arithmetic, two alphas who combined for 254 targets last season. The cutdown made that arithmetic firmer, not looser. The veterans who might have crowded the role are gone. The rookie kept in the room is described as needing an injury to play, and the two alphas are still the two alphas. What's missing is what has been missing all month: charted evidence of where Flournoy sits when everyone plays. That arrives with the season, and we'll be watching for it. Data via NFL Verse.